For Friday's GeoQuiz, think Monday. Twenty years ago today, as it turns out, was a Monday, which accounts for the name Monday Demonstrations. They were getting underway in a German city. In those days, the city was part of East Germany, behind the Iron Curtain. The Monday demonstrations started with a few dozen protesters who were demanding democracy and freedom of movement. Thousands more joined up every Monday thereafter. Within a couple of months, the protests had gone national, the Berlin Wall came down, and communism collapsed. So, do you know which city in the former East Germany these mass protests took place exactly 20 years ago? The answer is just coming up. The Monday demonstrations that began 20 years ago today quickly snowballed into a mass movement. And where did they take place? It was Leipzig, and Leipzig's the answer to our GeoQuiz. These peaceful protests helped bring about the fall of the Berlin Wall and, a year later, the reunification of Germany.
The atmosphere was very full of tension.
That's Pastor Ulrich Seidel. He's a Protestant priest who took part in the so-called peace prayers that soon grew into the mass demonstrations. Seidel says at first it was very risky.
We had to fear the state authorities, the army, the police, the secret forces. And after the peace prayers, when people left the church and showing their frustration against the communist rule, you know, this was a very dangerous point. But people became more and more courageous, you know, to show protest. And this was the beginning of the conflict which ended, you know, in the collapse of the communist system.
Leipzig's Nikolai Church was the focal point of the Monday demonstrations. Though as the protest grew, Seidel says other churches got involved too.
The peace prayers were growing more and more because the only possibility to show protest and that you disagree with the system was participating in the peace prayers, because the churches were the only free space within the communist society. And within the church, you know, when we had the peace prayers, not only showing protest, but praying for peace and non-violent change in society, you know, you were safe in the church. But when you left the church and were outside, you know, this was a very dangerous point because the streets were full of police.
Photographs from the first Monday demonstration show members of the East German secret police, the Stasi, ripping banners away from the protesters. But Seidel says that as the protest movement grew, his church tried to act as a mediator between the crowds and the communist authorities. He says that helped ensure a peaceful transition of power when communism fell. 20 years later, Seidel sees that as a major accomplishment.
Of course, we don't have now the kingdom of heaven on earth. We have another system, you know, money rules the world. But this is now, but what we are proud of is that the church could achieve a non-violent change and avoid a bloodshed and a civil strife.
Pastor Ulrich Seidel speaking from Leipzig, Germany, where the Monday demonstrations began 20 years ago today.